Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what's done in secret, will reward you. Jesus just assumes we're going to give something. He doesn't tell us to give. He just says, when you give, do it this way. But then he gives us a caution. He says, when you give, don't announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the street corners to be honored by men. The word translated honored here, to be honored by men, that's actually glorified. Doxazo, it's glorified. It's the same word used in Matthew 5:16 when he says, let your light shine before men so they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father. God the Father is the only one supposed to be glorified in our good deeds. Glory belongs to God alone. And so doing things to attract attention to ourselves, Matthew attaches the word glorify to that. Self-glorification is condemned. Doing things to glorify ourselves, to receive honor for ourselves from men, when we do that, we are putting ourselves in the place of God and stealing what's rightfully God's, his glory. And on top of that, we're preferring the reward of human honor above the reward that God offers us. And so it becomes a very serious sin. Now you say, well, should we ever care about what people think of us? Should that ever matter to us? Well, it should matter if people think you're spiritual or unspiritual to the degree that that assessment reflects the assessment of God. If all the wisest and most spiritual and most biblically knowledgeable people around me are disapproving of something that I'm doing, then that makes me sit up and take notice. Not because I'm concerned with what they think of me per se, but because there's a fair chance that what they think of me is an indication of what God thinks, and that I want to know. So to the degree that somebody has insights into the Scriptures, I'm going to pay attention to what that person thinks. And if he says I'm doing something good or something bad, I'm going to ask him to show me from the Scriptures, and if he can show me from the Scriptures, I'm going to listen. If he can't show me from the Scriptures, then I still can't listen to him. But yes, you pay attention to the opinion of spiritual people to the degree, only to the degree that that reflects God's assessment. So the opinion of some people can be useful in as much as it helps me discover God's assessment, but their own personal opinion of me itself is absolutely meaningless. And doing things to gain human praise, to impress people, and gaining honor for ourselves instead of getting honor to God is a very serious sin. It's the disaster of hypocrisy. And I call it a disaster on purpose. You look up all the times Jesus used the word hypocrite, and it didn't take long to get a feel for what a horrible sin this is. When a person steals God's glory for himself, he makes himself a bullseye for God's wrath. I mean, in Scripture, you don't want to be standing too close to people that do that. Acts 12, Herod, you know, he comes out on his birthday, he gives this big impressive speech, must have been a great speaker. Acts 12:22, and they shouted, "This is the voice of a God, not a man." And immediately, because Herod did not give glory to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. I don't know if it happened in that order, but if it did, that's pretty bad. To die of worm bites. Daniel 4:30, Nebuchadnezzar did the same thing. Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" And the words were still on his lips when a voice came from heaven and says, "This is what is decreed for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you." Verse 33, immediately what had been said about Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled. He was driven away from people, ate grass like cattle. His body was drenched with the dew of heaven. His hair grew like feathers of an eagle, and his nails grew like the claws of a bird. He went insane. I mean, while he was still speaking. Isaiah 14, had this human king who thought he was a god and said in his heart, I will raise my throne above the stars of God and I will be like the Most High. And God cast him down to the grave. Seeking glory for yourself is a sin that God strikes people dead on the spot for. A very serious sin. And so Jesus says, when you give to the needy, do not do that. Do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do. Now, this trumpet thing, we have no historical record that they ever, that the Pharisees actually ever did this, literally blew trumpets when they gave to the poor. Some commentators have pointed to some things that took place in the temple where there was a sounding of trumpets and certain things, but Jesus isn't talking about the temple here. He's talking about the synagogues and in the streets, and I really doubt anybody actually carried a trumpet around just announcing with a big fanfare every time he did a good deed. It's kind of actually ridiculous. I don't think people did that. What I think is happening here is Jesus is using a figure of speech that kind of like the log in the eye, just a real extreme caricature, to expose the ugliness of this sort of sin. I mean, it's kind of a funny picture if you think about it. I'm sure their methods of self-glorification were really, in reality, much more subtle than literally blowing trumpets. And just as ours are. Right? I mean, we're not blowing trumpets. We have much more subtle, sophisticated ways of showing off our spirituality. But what Jesus is doing here is just tearing away the facade of all our self-glorification and mocking it by exposing it for what it really is. It's trumpet blowing. When we have the motive of trying to impress people, we might as well be walking around with a trumpet and having a big fanfare every time we do a good deed. And we all do that. We all have our own little trumpets, don't we? You know, we don't want to make a big deal. We just sort of, in our heart, hope somebody finds out what we did. You don't plan on saying anything, but somehow the subject just seems to come up in conversation. Just a little trumpet, just, you know, not anything loud. We're not off the deep end like some people. I mean, there's some places where, you know, people make a donation, they get their name on a pew. You know, or, I mean, that's a trombone. I mean, that's a bit, we're not like that. We don't need a plaque or a pew or a brick or whatever with our name on it, a big banquet or something. In fact, for us, sometimes it's not even trumpets. It's just violins. You know, it's just violin music in the background when we do a good deed in our own heart, right? Just sort of putting it in nice light as we kind of think about what a sacrifice this is that we're making. We're not bragging out loud. We're just sort of perplexed why more people don't take notice of this wonderful deed we're doing. You know, put off by the fact that they seem so oblivious to the sacrifice we're making. And if nobody notices our work, nobody takes the time to thank us, nobody acknowledges what we did, we start to think, what's the point? Why am I even doing this? Nobody even appreciates. Why should I even bother?
What are some trumpets that you blow for yourself? Or maybe not trumpets, but the violins playing softly in the background. What are some things you do where you're more concerned about whether you get credit for it than about whether God gets glory for it? Make a conscious effort to lay those things on the altar. Give up the human credit you crave and seek credit and reward from God instead.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.